With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. A judge dismissing the mortgage fraud case against New York Attorney General Letitia James. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
A grand jury in Virginia rejected the Justice Department's request for a new indictment against James. It's the latest setback for federal prosecutors in their bid to prosecute the frequent political target of Donald Trump. James, who was charged with bank fraud and making false statements, denied any wrongdoing and accused the administration of using the justice system to seek revenge against the president's political opponents. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Supreme Court allowing the challenged Texas congressional remapping plan to be used in next year's election, despite a lower court ruling that the map likely discriminates on the basis of race. Fragile ceasefire between Israel and Hamas, mostly holding firm since early October, despite claims of violations by both sides. Correspondent Karen Chamis reports on the return of remains to Israel by Hamas of a deceased hostage, as well as an Israeli airstrike yesterday.
Israeli and Thai officials say remains that militants in Gaza handed to Israel on Wednesday were those of a Thai agricultural worker. Palestinian health officials in Gaza confirmed they received the bodies of five Palestinians following an Israeli airstrike on Muassi in the south of the territory. Meanwhile, the return of the remains of Thai hostage Tusisa Krintalak leaves just one more hostage to be returned under the agreement. Israel says it won't allow two-way crossings between Egypt and Gaza until all captives in Gaza are returned. I'm Karen Chamas.
Now, the number of Americans applying for jobless benefits for the week ending November 19th fell to 191,000. That is down from the previous week's 218 grand. This is SRN News. A new poll paints a picture of Black Americans' faith.
The Pew Research Center poll reveals that most African Americans are self-described Christians, 73%. However, like so many other demographic groups, religious affiliation is on the decline. The Pew study also finds that Black people are more religious than all other races. 58% of African Americans say their faith is very important in their life, compared to 35% of white Americans and 40% of Hispanics. Michael Harrington reporting.
Texas Tech University restricting how faculty discuss sex, gender identity, and sexual orientation in the classroom. The school introducing a process for profs to have their course content approved by the Board of Regents if it touches any of those topics. The goal is to provide clarity, consistency, as well as a number of guardrails that protect academic excellence. This is SRN News. National Football League announcing its finalists for the Hall of Fame.
Bill Belichick and Robert Kraft have been selected as finalists for the 2026 Pro Football Hall of Fame class. Belichick is the coaching candidate, while Kraft is the contributor. Three senior candidates, Ken Anderson, Roger Craig, and L.C. Greenwood, also advanced. The selection committee can vote for three finalists. Candidates need 80% of the vote to be inducted. Belichick led the Patriots to six Super Bowl wins from 2001 to 2018.
Always be a Patriot.
Kraft bought the Patriots in 1994 and has overseen 10 Super Bowl appearances. I'm Geffen Coolball.
Playing surface of every NFL stadium will have to meet new enhanced standards set through lab and field testing by 2028. All teams will have 2 years to achieve the standards, whether they use grass, synthetic, or surface, or hybrid. Most artificial surfaces are replaced every 2 to 3 years. More details, srnnews.com.